Today, President Trump summoned private sector executives to the White House to say he will impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports next week. It's a little calmer, though, today than yesterday when the president called his Attorney General Jeff Sessions disgraceful, told lawmakers you're all afraid of the NRA, and called for gun control as Republicans looked on dumbfounded. This morning, that's been walked back, the president tweeting out, respect Second Amendment. But also yesterday, White House Communications Director Hope Hicks announced she's stepping down. Let's bring in NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, this was the day after Hicks testified before the House Intelligence Committee, said she occasionally told white lies for the president. CNN reported that he berated her after that. But still, this had been such a solid supporter. Lots of people have left. How different is this that it's Hope Hicks?
Well, it's very different that it's Hope Hicks. You know, there's been some 50 people or more who've resigned or been fired as staffers from the White House. Four communications directors in a year. That is just stunning. It's a huge number, very unlike other administrations, Republican or Democratic. But it's big because it's Hope Hicks, because she is somebody who had been close to the president, somebody who had been a true loyalist before the before coming into the White House. She's sort of one of the last loyalists who had been with the president for a while outside of the family. So this turnover in the White House has really now gotten to a different level.
Well, and when you say the family, even some of the family roles have been reduced, because we heard the news this week, of course, about Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor, stripped of his temporary top secret security clearance, and then reports of his family business getting loans after his White House meetings with heads of corporations. You know, it feels as if that there might be an exit, or there's been at least a reducing of a role. What does this mean for this president in particular, not to have these people around him?
Well, he continues to say that he's the only one that matters. And when you treat people that way, then they start to believe that, especially if his ire is pointed at them. That's a big deal when you're thinking about having enough staff, qualified, competent staff around you to be able to help do the spade work that needs to be done in a White House. They're important. But if they feel like they're not, and they don't want to be around the drama and the chaos and the backbiting, then they're going to leave.
Well, that brings us to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. President Trump lashed out at him again yesterday. Now we have to back up and remember that FISA warrant request in the Russia investigation and charges that it was politically motivated. Sessions sent the investigation into that question to the Inspector General. President Trump wanted the investigation done in the more Trump-friendly Justice Department. But how long can this public humiliation go on? And why doesn't the president just go talk to him instead of tweeting it out?
Well, a couple of things there. I thought you were going to say, why doesn't the president just fire him rather than humiliate him on Twitter? Because that's where things you would think would be moving. As far as talking to him about it, he apparently doesn't have a lot of respect for him at this point. You know, reportedly he'd been calling him Mr. Magoo behind his back. And so, you know, you've got a president who, even though this was somebody who we're talking about Hope Hicks as a loyalist, Jeff Sessions was the only senator to endorse President Trump or Donald Trump when he was running for president before any other senator would jump on board to do so. And yet he's willing to poke his ire at him. And this is all goes back to that Russia investigation. He didn't think that he should recuse himself from that investigation. He did. He felt like that opened the path for a special counsel and what we've got. The reason he probably doesn't go out on the limb and fire him altogether outright is because if he fires him, then staffers at the White House tell him, what do you do next? Do you fire Rod Rosenstein? Then what? Then who do you put in place? Can we deal with the political backlash that comes from that? So he is stuck in a position that he feels like he shouldn't be, and maybe hoping that Sessions will just resign on his own, but yesterday decided he was going to stand up for himself and say as long as he is Attorney General, he's going to do it with dignity.
Look, we have to talk about the president's comments about the NRA. He was talking to a room of lawmakers who, I mean, the facial expressions were really quite something.
They were.
And at one point, he addressed Senators Pat Toomey, the Republican of Pennsylvania, and Joe Manchin, the Democrat of Virginia. They have a gun control bill together. And the president specifically asked about whether they would try to raise the age to buy assault-style or long guns, they're called assault-style weapons, which is now at 18, to 21, which is the same age for, you know, things like Glocks and other guns. Here's Trump with Toomey.
I'm a big fan of the NRA. They want to do right. These are great people. These are great patriots. They love our country. But that doesn't mean we have to agree on everything. It doesn't make sense that I have to wait till I'm 21 to get a handgun, but I can get this weapon at 18. I don't know. So I was just curious as to what you did in your bill.
We didn't address it, Mr. President. Look, I think
you know why? Because you're afraid of the NRA, right?
Okay, you're afraid of the NRA. We didn't address it. I mean, that he must have been stunned to think that a Republican president would want him to address it. What's going on here? Is this maybe, you know, it's such a message mess, but maybe that's what's needed, a bowling ball in the form of President Trump to hit these pins that haven't moved?
Well, a bowling ball is symmetrical and travels in one direction unless you put a spin on it. This is like wobbly and all over the place and doesn't hit any pins if that's the case. So you're not sure what you're getting is my point. This is like Bizarro World out of Seinfeld. You know, it looked like a presidential meeting. Everybody was wearing the right clothes. But it was nothing like a normal presidential meeting. President Trump was so far off on his history with when it comes to the gun control legislation that you don't even know where to begin, really, because to accuse Toomey's bill was not a comprehensive bill. To accuse him of being scared of the NRA hated his bill.
Yeah.
So
well,
a lot more there.
The president at one point said, "Let's take guns away." NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.